Yo, welcome to Spectator Sport, and I'm Zach Roach, along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wally. We got a big show for y'all today. We talking boxing, and you know if we talking boxing, we got the boxing gurus, we got Mr. Byron, a.k.a. the Byronist, and we got my man Tion in the building. They always school us. Let's get to it. We got a big super middleweight fight coming up. David Benavidez versus Demetrius Andrade. Everybody thought that maybe Benavidez was going to be seeing, what's the champion name? Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah.
But we got this fight instead, which looks like it could be a big fight. So, Brian, let's talk to me about Demetrius Andrade. Talk to me about him.
Boo Boo Andrade is a very, very talented fighter. He's 32-0, and this guy has been a bit of a boogeyman. Has a very awkward style. His footwork is impeccable. A combination puncher, fast power. He is a matchup nightmare for everything at 168. And the fact that this fight was even put together was somewhat surprising. But I believe that David Benavidez is on a mission to take out Canelo. And he's doing it by sharpening himself by the opponents that he's picking to get to that championship showdown with Canelo. And okay. He picked an opponent who basically highlights all of his weaknesses. And because Boo Boo Andrade is basically a matchup nightmare to his weaknesses. He attacks bad footwork, he punishes the body, and he throws a very high rate amount of punches for a super middleweight. Mm-hmm. So he's a great opponent.
Absolutely. Also, left hand, he come in this fight 32-0, by the way, he's undefeated. Mm-hmm. Tion, talk mm-hmm. to me about Demetrius Andrade.
I echo Andrade. A lot of stuff that Byron said. In particular, I wanted to talk about, he throws a lot of counter hooks. Like with both hands. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting to me to see how that's going to play out, because he going to have some opportunities, I think, if the fight goes the way I think it'll go, to have some of those counters. Body shots, like you said, he throws really good body shots. You can tell he intentionally goes to the body. It's not just trying to throw you off type punch. Like, he's trying to punch you to the body. He knows what the importance of it is. And he works off that jab straight left hand.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to work like with that. And it's actually pretty good a lot of the times that I've seen. So,
He's a really good fighter.
Like you said, like awkward movement and style. Yeah. Like, he can move in and out a little bit and spin around and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see like what that type of style will possess, because it does highlight Benavidez.
He's an exciting fighter. A lot of people haven't seen him, but he's gonna show the world. He's a very exciting fighter. You're gonna definitely want to see him, regardless of what the outcome is.
So that's good to hear, because Benavidez has been on a tour where he's just been beating people left and right. Like Byron, you said, he's been calling out Canelo. So I want to see. You know, I've been hearing a lot about this Demetrius Andrade. If you ain't heard about him, man, he might be the real deal. How do you talk to me about him?
Yeah, you know what? For nearly a decade, Demetrius Andrade has been expressing displeasure about how Canelo Alvarez has been circumventing him. Okay? So, Canelo, all this time we thought he was a duck. He's not a duck, he's a circumventer. Circumventing, trying to avoid something, defeat. Trying to avoid a defeat by deception.
Okay. That boy can't win it today.
So now the guy, the former promoter for Andrade and Canelo Alvarez, Eddie Hearn, he said he had conversations with Canelo Alvarez when Andrade and Canelo was both 160. He had conversations with Canelo Alvarez about fighting Andrade, but Canelo wanted to move up to 168 instead. Mm-hmm. All right, and Canelo said in an interview that he's never going to fight Andrade, and he's a horrible fighter.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Now that's only half the truth. Yes, he's never going to fight Andrade, but calling him a horrible fighter couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay. All right,
Andrade, he is 6 foot tall. He's a gold medalist. He's an undefeated southpaw, okay? Highly skilled undefeated southpaw, all right? But Andrade hasn't fought a fighter that's bigger, taller, and more powerful than him since 2018 when he fought against Walter Katandaqua, okay? Now, Katandaqua, he tried to knock Andrade out in the fourth round with a right hook, but he ducked and countered with a nice left hook that would, Tiana was talking about that counter hook. That man is a great counter puncher. He countered with a left hook on Walter and knocked him down. He knocked him down a couple of more times in the fifth round. He ended up getting a unanimous decision victory over the big guy. Mm-hmm. And but the Mexican monster is way better than Katandaqua.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
And he's highly pissed off that he did not knock out Caleb Plant.
Yeah.
He's really mad. He's gonna come trying to bring the pain. But Demetrius Andrade, he used the entire ring with excellent footwork, okay? And he throws fast and very accurate combinations, and the man is smooth like hot butter. So,
okay.
It's gonna be a real
difference. Yeah, absolutely. He coming off a victory against Demond Nicholson in the unanimous decision. He got that victory. Let's talk about Benavidez. You just talked about it. He comes off a victory against Caleb Plant. Everybody thought he was gonna knock him out, but Caleb Plant, give him credit. He stood tough. He fought hard. Just wasn't enough. But so, what is Benavidez's biggest thing going into this fight? I'm gonna start with you, Tiana.
Can he? I think he has one advantage in this fight that Andre doesn't have, and that's my first thing. Like, he's crafty the way he sets up some of his punches. Like, it's not stuff he does illegal. It's stuff he does being a boxer and knowing how to box.
Dirty boxing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little tricks of the trade.
Yeah. It's not illegal. Well, like, you can see. Like, you'll see that hand get up high like this to kind of tee you up for the left hand or right hand. Oh boy. Like, you'll see a lot of stuff like that. So he has that advantage, and he knows when to, like, deploy those type of tactics. So, like, that's an advantage for Benavidez. Like, you can say whatever you want to about how you feel about what he's doing. It's an advantage for him because he knows how to do it, and he's effective doing it. Number two, I would say, he's consistent with his head and his body attack. Like, it's not just all head hunting. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to the body for 4 minutes, and now for four rounds, now your top's open. He's consistent about how he attacks you. It's systematic. Like, he really does break you down. He comes inside, you know, he bullies his way in, and then he makes you withstand his punch, you know what I'm saying? Like, within, like, his prime punch radius, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, it's crazy. And then the power, like, his power translates from the first round all the way to the ninth. Yeah. So in the ninth round, you getting the freshest dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still stinging, it's still hitting, it's still a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
So, again, it's gonna be an interesting fight.
Yeah, David Benavidez is no joke. Remember, y'all watching Spectator Sport, go ahead and subscribe to the page, leave comments on the YouTube, hit that bell. Byron, talk to me about David Benavidez. I mean, we know he's been on a wrecking tour lately, and he wants it. The man really wants it.
Yeah, the Mexican monster, David Benavidez is one of my favorite fighters, and he definitely has a lot of holes in his game. I don't think we have seen the final version of David Benavidez. His jab could be a whole lot better. But the things that he does well, he does better than everybody in that division. And David Benavidez's goal in every fight is to get on the inside. And when he does, he has an array of punches, a master of dirty boxing, little holds, little grabbing heads, uppercuts that you don't see coming. He beats people up. And you might have heard me describe his fighting style zombie-like, because he's always coming forward. And no matter, he's fought boxers, he's fought an array of different styles, but his basic attack kind of remains the same. Some fights he's better than a jab, and some fights he just wants to fight. Right. And I think his chin, along with his new desire to be better conditioned and be more fierce later in the championship rounds, has turned him into an unstoppable force in his division. And you can beat him up in the early stages of a fight. He will beat you up 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that is how he wins. And so I would love in this fight, I really feel like for him to be dominant in this fight, he has to get his jab. He has to be consistent with his jab. He has to use his jab as a measuring stick, because Bubu Andrade is a master of distance. And he stays right out of range. He understands that you want to get on the inside to hurt me, and he's going to stay out. But with the bad footwork that David Benavidez, he does show, you know, we can talk about, you know, him being better with training camp. He has bad footwork. Bubu Andrade capitalizes on bad footwork. The back foot. When that back foot goes up, he will attack every time. And he's gonna outpoint him. And so he has to understand the jab is your range finder for your uppercut, for your right hook. You need the jab to line this guy up, because David Benavidez, in my opinion, is the more accomplished fighter. He's fought the better challenges. And so I think he's going to be a favorite in this fight.
Absolutely. But like we always say, styles make fights. So you just never know. And if it's bad footwork and Andrade is really, you know, can attack him, you just never know how to throw up even the best fighters off.
Definitely.
Adi, talk to me about David Benavidez.
Yeah, you know what? The Mexican monster has overcome a lot in his life. He was very overweight as a teenager. He was stripped of his WBC title due to cocaine usage, all right? He got the title back by knocking out Anthony Durrell, okay? He defeated him, knocked him out. But then he was stripped again due to being overweight, and he finally got his belt back in March when he defeated Caleb Plant. It's been up and down his whole career. He's looking for finally get some consistency in his career, okay? But this fight presents a huge challenge. There's a reason why Triple G, the Charlos, Billy Joe Saunders, and Canelo has been avoiding Boo Boo, the boogeyman, okay?
Yeah.
There's a reason for it, okay? And my man, David Benavidez, he hasn't fought a southpaw in 7 years when he fought Dennis Duglin for the TKO. But Andrade is way better than Dennis Duglin, okay? And, you know, he just has really superb instincts and a very high boxing IQ. But I think people put too much emphasis on Benavidez's slow start against Caleb Plant and overlooked how Benavidez slowed Caleb Plant down with some body punches.
Yes.
And he absolutely dominated the championship rounds of that fight. He landed 180 power punches in that fight. Most of that damage was done after the fifth round.
Yeah.
And he connected on 43% of his body punches. The man is relentless. He don't get tired.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why I say even Caleb Plant surviving that fight and able to get into a decision was an accomplishment in itself, the way he was getting.
Caleb Plant is a very elite boxer, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's an elite boxer.
So, in this fight, let me ask anyone y'all can chime in here. So, say if Benavidez does win this fight, do we finally get to see him and Canelo, or is it going to be another obstacle? You think somebody else?
I say no.
It's this guy named Jaime Munguia.
Okay.
So, he's 27 now. He's a 27-year-old Mexican brawler, and he has subpar defensive skills. They saying he's going to be the next Canelo matchup on Cinco de Mayo. Okay. Munguia, he's a number one WBO challenger, number two WBA challenger. He's 42-0, 33 knockouts. He's a brawler. He don't have defense, and he's only 27, so Canelo it's an easy fight for Canelo.
And he's 42-0.
And he's fought mostly janitors.
Every 3 months.
Yeah. No. he's call him Meat. That's
yeah,
Meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So no belief in it. All right. So yeah. I mean, maybe the money goes, but like maybe Beta Vinicius puts on the show.
You about to see Canelo, man.
Canelo,
it's too much into that fight, and now yeah. like Canelo's gonna make sure he don't get backed into a position where he has to make that fight.
Man. Canelo wants no smoke.
The money might make sense, and look, for all y'all stands out there, continue to be those. But for those who know, I love Canelo. I love Caratello. I really do. I'm a genuine fan. That when his loss to Mayweather to me was the best thing that ever happened to his career. If he was good enough to beat Mayweather and would have beat Mayweather, his career would not be where it's at, where it is right now. I honestly believe that. Okay. Like, if you change the situation, but that's he true. Don't want.
And he learned. And he learned a lot from. Floyd.
He don't want Ben to be there. On the business so side. I love Canelo. He's a great boxer, but
he's scared of a fighter that walks you down you and doesn't get tired.
Yeah.
As any champion you don't should. Want. And he doesn't want to risk it. And he could say that he's back. He could say. Listen, I fight with Canelo stands. I feel like I'm on the same page. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan. I don't like duckers. I don't like people that manufacture their greatness.
Yeah.
So the thing is with Canelo is going to take the easier route. He has lucrative fights. Yeah. Money is not an issue. Whoever you fight, you're going to take a lion's share of the money.
Right.
So money is not an issue.
Right.
It's the opponents that is the issue. You are not challenging yourself. You fought a guy who was two weight classes under you and presented it as undisputed versus undisputed. And this man, he literally celebrated the fact that he survived.
Exactly.
12 rounds. The world is calling you a fraud, Canelo. Like, come on.
Well, man. Here's the consensus is that he's going to fight Munguia. And then after that, because he has a 3-fight deal with PBC. One, the first one was Charlo. The second one supposed to be Munguia. And then the last one supposed to be Benavidez sometime in early 2025 or late 2024.
So Benavidez got to fight another fight.
Right. He's going to fight another fight.
Well, exactly.
But I will say, Benavidez, you better not look over this boy right here. Boo Boo Andrade. Not. He better come ready to fight.
He's not.
This has an all-time maker for a trap fight. So it could be. So, Adi. Who wins this fight? Who do you think is Benavidez going to survive this fight? Or are we going to see an upset?
Well, you know what? This fight is much more important to the 35-year-old Andrade, okay? This is perhaps his last and really only shot to be considered the top dog in his division and actually become ranked higher than the antagonist of his life, Canelo Alvarez. Now, Benavidez, he can lose this fight. You know, Benavidez said he wants to fight for another 15 years. Even if he loses this fight, he's only 26 years old. He can bounce back and just win all the rest of his fights. That's happened to a lot of the greats that lose to a really good opponent like this. And so now Andre, like Roach mentioned it, Andre, he has only one fight at 168 pounds, okay, against Damon Nicholson, okay? It was a 10-round unanimous decision victory. But Benavidez has been fighting as a super middleweight his entire career. And Andre, he only can do all this moving and bouncing and moving and bouncing and clinching and combos so long he's not in his prime, and it's going to take a lot of energy to be doing all that. I think Benavidez is going to get him. He's in his prime. I think Benavidez is going to win by unanimous decision. I got the Mexican Monster.
Oh, Mexican Monster. Ooh. You got to go in the whole 12, the whole distance.
Yeah.
Brian, what would you feel? You agree? You disagree?
Listen, like I've told you guys before, David Benavidez is on a mission. He's on a mission, and his sole goal is to take the reins of the greatest Mexican fighter in boxing away from Canelo. And if you look at the opponents that he's setting himself up with, he's doing that by sharpening his skills and taking that into his next fight. The reason why David Benavidez beats Boo Boo Andrade is because he beat Caleb Plant. And he's already fought a fighter that as far as boxing skills, surpassed his. Boo Boo Andrade is a better boxer than David Benavidez. Caleb Plant was a better boxer than David Benavidez. But David Benavidez used the Caleb Plant fight to work on an aspect of his game that he needed to, cutting off the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And attacking the body and having more of a game plan instead of going out and trying to all out brawl for 5 or 6 rounds.
Fighting somebody with a slicker style.
I really feel like he is going to have a very competitive 5-round fight in the beginning of this fight with Bubo Andrade. Bubo Andrade will win rounds because he will have a higher volume of punches. But like Adi alluded to the Caleb Plant fight, I think David Benavidez will fight this saying that I'm going to fight this fight in two phases. In the first phase, I'm going to attack the body, and that's all I'm going to attack. I'm going to destroy your body. I'm going to get you slow because at 35, we all know the older you get,
yeah,
little more that you lose. This is a 26-year-old that does not stop for 12 rounds, and he's going to see him as prey. He wants to slow him down, drag him into the later stages of the fight, and then do what the Mexican monster does. You know, I do agree with Adi that this fight will be a David Benavidez win. But I think David Benavidez stops him in the 10th round. And I think it's going to be a very competitive fight. But again, just like Adi alluded to, he wanted a knockout in that Caleb Plant fight. He fought that fight. And Caleb Plant fought a valiant fight. He didn't just run and survive. He actually fought him to make it to that decision. But I think with Bubu Andrade's style, their styles aren't a run away from each other's style. They're gonna have conflict this entire fight. And so yeah. I think the later rounds, when he starts to slow down and he gets in range for those shots, I don't think he makes 12.
So you got 10-round knockout for Benavidez.
I got 10-round knockout.
Tian, you agree with him? Upset? Anybody gonna pick Demetrius? What's going on? anybody?
I am upset.
Here we go.
What y'all have brought up, I think, makes every case for me. Caleb Plant does not hit hard as Demetrius.
Definitely
does. It's a totally different ball game when those punches actually mean something. When those little jabs and that straight left hand and that counter hook to the, and them hooks to the body. See, Caleb Plant touches the body more in a straightforward punch sense. He's not throwing anything wide and looping stuff like that. And Andrade is. And it's hurting. It's hitting. We talking about meat on meat. So that's one thing right there. He can't get overconfident, because when Benavidez comes in, there's going to be a moment in time, about 3 or 4 seconds, to where Benavidez is going to be literally, mark my words, flat foot, doing just like this.
High guard.
Yep.
High guard. And giving him an opportunity to just work, throw punches, and I think he will. Because I think he's confident enough to know, I need to throw punches anyway, because I might do something to somebody. And that's why I think it's going to be an upset. I think it's going to be an upset because I think he's going to be smart enough to know that he's strong enough to make a difference, but not strong enough to end the fight in 4 or 5 rounds.
Right. Okay.
I think he's going to be smart enough to know that. If he is, then that negates a lot of Benavidez's power, because some of those moments, when Benavidez comes in flat foot with the high guard, just in a defensive posture, if y'all don't know what flat footed means, thanks for being here. straight defensive only, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's smart enough to know. But this is the thing. Be confident, but is he strong enough for that to matter?
But is that not the trap?
But hear what I'm saying though.
This is the David Benavidez trap. Yeah. He does this to get hit.
And he gets
hit. Because he wants you in.
And
if you look at his counter punches, is when you go
out. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Fast hands. He
strong enough for that to matter? Mm. I'm talking about Andrade, and I'm picking him to win. I'm just saying. Mm. Is he strong enough for that to matter? Because nobody else has it. But I think he is. And I think he's smart enough. And I think he is slick enough.
Definitely.
And I think he can play enough defense, enough face and head movement and all that. And I think he believes in when he throws combinations. From what I've seen, it looks like when he throws punches, he's confident that this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that maybe not pick Andrade, I heard an interview, he said, you know, he has only one fight at 168, and it was a 10-round fight, wasn't even a 12-round fight.
Yeah,
and he did say he wished he had one more fight at 168. And you know, like I said, Benavidez has been playing at fighting 168 his whole career.
Yeah.
And so he, you know what I'm saying? So, and he, and Benavidez is a natural super middleweight who's gonna go right. to light heavyweight right. very soon, maybe right. in a couple of years. Right. And so Andre's been 154, 160 with his most.
He's a smaller guy.
Yeah. So that's that what
leaned me to. And also, just to go back to his last fight, he looked gassed in the sixth and seventh.
Yeah.
He did not carry that combination. And that's the thing. If you're looking at a fighter like David Benavidez, he understands his style makes him easy to be hit.
Yeah.
He's going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, he also knows that when you get on the inside with me, I'm going to land shots. And if I land shots, mm-hmm. I have more power than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think the difference in this fight is. I think as far as boxing skill, it's Bubu Andrade all day.
Mm.
Like, his combinations are way more crisper. He attacks angles, his hooks. But the thing is, you're punching someone who can take that. I think David Benavidez is he can take Canelo-type shots. That's why Canelo don't want no smoke with him.
Okay.
Because he can sit in that pocket with Canelo and exchange punches.
Yeah.
And the thing with Canelo is, you're going to be gassed in the 10th, and I'm not. And I think that's what separates
that.
I mean, so you saying Canelo has more stamina than David Benavidez?
No.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
I'm just saying this. I know it wasn't the best showing against Charlo, but this new I can still throw combinations late in rounds, Canelo. Yeah, I think.
No way.
Oh, he just needs something to motivate him. Something to motivate him. Y'all say I don't throw punches late in rounds. Now I'm about to rededicate my life to train him for late rounds. And
but we're saying, can Bubu Andrade keep up that work type of output?
Yeah.
Because he's a high output fighter.
Is he strong? That really what it comes out. Is he strong enough for those punches to matter?
Because you're saying, so how do you see this fight ending?
I see it like split.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
So in a close fight.
I see it like split, possibly majority.
Yeah.
Not fair. Unanimous, though.
That's fair.
I think split, like possibly majority. I think he's going to be smart enough to realize, just keep doing damage and get back. Because like you said, he is good with the distance. Like, and his work rate isn't outrageous to where he'll just overly tire himself out.
But his last fight.
I agree.
I had to watch it twice.
Normally, I said,
man, you can't. If you get like that in a seventh against David Benavidez, you're in trouble, sir. You're in a lot of trouble.
But normally his work rate isn't doing like anything like to his stamina to that point, to that effect.
Maybe he used to the super middleweight and now he used to it, so maybe that fight that last fight going.
Yeah, I wouldn't
put my money on it.
That's 8 pounds. I put it on there. I got Boo Boo winning. Upset, either split decision or majority decision, or I think it's kind of in the middle. Like,
there we go.
Ooh, so you got a close fight.
I think he's gonna put up a really good performance. I think the lights is bright. Why not?
Ooh, I love it.
Why not? Let's go.
Adi, unanimous decision. Byron, 10 round knockout, both of Benavidez. Tion, split decision for Andrade.
Let's get it.
And me, it's gonna be a split. No, it's gonna actually be a draw, and we're gonna have another show. I think this has the bills to make a great fight because it's one of these fights that people may not be on, but if you watch it, I think you're going to see a lot of high level boxing in this fight. So I can't wait to see it. I'm Zach Roach along with my partner, Mr. Adi Wiley, our boxing gurus, Mr. Tion, Mr. Byron. We out. Peace.